You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Sometimes, Greg, a share will fall very quickly after an announcement and everyone will suddenly say, well, that's a little bit overdone, so let's buy it up. But Sasol has not been that type of share today. It went down, it stayed down. And what was the latest? What was the close on this thing?
Yeah, actually, I mean, to be fair, the midday, and I mean, maybe I'm just looking into the rose-coloured glasses, but it did attempt a rally. So your low point today was at 367 Rand. That was about 10 o'clock today, which often coincides with people which are getting margin called by their brokers,
right,
who don't have the margin. I shouldn't be laughing.
Nervous laugh there from Greg Davies.
Many a time I've received that email.
Yeah.
And then you had a bounce back into the 380s, and we spent sort of midday until about 3 o'clock trading in the low 380s. And then, as I think we were saying this morning, when the U.S. markets opened, they took a dim view of proceedings at Lake Charles, and the share finished at 375 Rand, which is down 13%.
Wow. I haven't seen a top 40 stock of the magnitude of Sasol fall that amount. I mean, obviously, we've seen things like Steinhoff and Aspen.
Ooh, but Aspen. Think of Aspen, yeah.
Yeah, that's very true. But this is Sasol, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, we're talking about something which has, you know, probably been listed for 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting story about Sasol, which not a lot of people know if you've got time.
Yeah. Yes,
so comes the end of World War II, and the Allies have captured the German scientists.
Mm-hmm.
And the German scientists had developed this method of getting the oil from the coal.
Right.
And to pay us back for our huge efforts, we'd like to thank my grandfather at this point. For fighting on the side
God
of the
rest
Allies,
his soul.
They gave yes, passed away in 1960. They gave us the technology to convert, because they knew we had a bit of coal in the backyard, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously the National Party came up with a story that they figured it out, which seems highly unlikely.
So you're saying it's the Germans that developed the technology that Sasol is so famous for?
Yeah, I've been told by very wise German clients of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Took me into his confidence, and he said, then they came up with the technology. And and so here we are today, the share price dropping 13%. You know, it's all, and just reading tweets and what people are saying, he has a project which is 96% complete. Surely the other 4%, you know what it's going to cost you. And then, you know, as you're saying this morning, all the statements that they're going to put in cost controls, and then they look at this, that, and the other. But they've obviously just got the maths wrong, and these things seem to be happening more and more in the JSE.
I was just talking to Wayne McCurry, actually. He said they've spent probably 13 billion on this, and they're going to make 1 billion. Yeah. In 2 years' time, they'll start making 1 billion a year. He was of the opinion that they're never going to get this money back. He said, but it's also all in the share price. And he quite rightly said he would be buying the stock here because it's all factored in already and they're doing so well in other areas. They're making a lot of cash in other chemical and oil projects.
Yeah, I would put a lot of store on what Mr. McCurry says. And I mean, quite right, the math does add up. The market cap is at the close of business today is 234 billion rand, and they've spent 200 billion rand getting this Lake Charles. But as you say, as soon as it comes online, so it's one of those things where you've just got to press on.
Yeah, so it's when I saw this morning, I thought it's exactly the same as Eskom, except with no excuse, because you're a very experienced company with very experienced board members, whereas Eskom just sort of unravelled a little bit over the last few years through mismanagement and incompetence and stupid people. But with Sasol, it's exactly the same. They're building something, an ill-conceived project, and it's taking too much time and costing too much money, exactly the same as these new power stations. Sasol and Eskom, they become one.
Yes, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to, I mean, obviously we spoke about the weather and all that this morning, but at the end of the day, it's management, it's people on project level, you know, not giving the correct data. Obviously, things are going wrong with complicated construction, which weren't factored in, and it's, as usual, the shareholders which are going to suffer.
Okay. Aspen, another cautionary announcement. Greg, what's happening there?
Yeah, it's normally one which I've got a bit of a nose for, like a Durban stock, and I've got a lot of the Durban Telegraph, but now this one they managed to miss. Not sure what that's about. That cautionary announcement came out at 2 o'clock today. Aspen being the share, which it is, it immediately spiked quite sharply. But let me just read. Further to the communications and Aspen's results announcement made on the 7th of March 2019, right, the company has embarked on a strategic review of its European and South African commercial pharmaceutical businesses. Shareholders advise that Aspen is currently engaged in discussion with a potential partner in Europe. Oh. So they're looking to sell some of the garden sale and all of that.
Oh, okay, making itself leaner, non-core assets, all that sort of thing. And obviously the main reason for that is that their heavy debt burden means that they have to do this.
This is what we've seen a lot of companies do. Go and buy assets with debt, thinking that, you know, the two will pay for themselves. They'll restructure the debt. They'll buy the business meaner and leaner. The company will pay back its own debt. And they probably went a little bit too far with that, you know, just expecting too much of the pharmaceutical.
Especially world. Probably paying for it a lot of it with scrip. And the fact is that the share price now at 100 isn't the 450 when some of these deals were conceived.
Yes. I mean, at some point they were using their own shares as money, really, to finance deals. And also, you know, when your share's 300-400 rand, you can have a rights issue 80 or so rand low. No, it's a lot more difficult. Shareholders' confidence has been shaken. So if they try and tap the shareholders for more money, they're going to find it difficult.
How did Lewis's do today? Because I think their results were quite good and they've been on a recovery path for quite a while now. And I think the market rewarded these numbers that were released. These are the numbers for the year ended 31st of March. Greg, Lewis Group, the sofa makers.
Yeah, some decent volume at the end of the day here. Yeah. It closed at 34 Rand, which is up a Rand 50, which is 4.6%. Just looking in the closing auctions, always interesting to see those volumes. 85,000 shares traded at 34 Rand, and a few actually traded after the auction. That's a new system in JSC you've had for a while. So 715,000 shares, that's 24 million Rand. It does look as though on balance there's still some buyers at that level, and you might see 35, 36 in the next 2 weeks or so.
Very good. Tiger Brands, they came out with their numbers and then they came out with the trading statement 2 minutes later, 7:30 and 7:32. But I suppose if they know that there's going to be a 20% difference in the headline earnings per share or whatever measure they use, they have to do this. It's a JSE requirement.
Yes. So as soon as the rule says, as soon as you become aware, that there'll be a difference. And I mean, obviously they could see the comparable period, and had probably done a lot better April into May, and so they, but more or less staggered those two sense announcements. Initially, the share was up about 3 Rand. I've got consensus sort of talking to traders all think it should have come lower today, and by the end of the day finished flat 230 Rand. So it gave up those initial gains which it made this morning. So the market kind of undecided, really. As we were saying, the share has fallen from 290 Rand at the beginning of the year, so perhaps some of this news is already priced in.
Greg, I'm going to test your mettle now, and yeah. I'm going to find there's a trading statement. This is the quiz. DNEB Investments Limited trading statement. Go for it, DNEB.
It gave us a trading statement at 2:25 this afternoon.
What is this?
No shares trade. I don't know. No shares traded hands. It's 1 Rand 30 bid and 17,000. Quite a wide double. 17,000 shares for sale at 2 Rand 38. So, not something that you see every day. Just basically saying the loss per share is going to be a little bit smaller than they thought. You know, I can't decipher from this what they actually do.
Okay, good. Give us the indexes, please, Greg, before I give you the spot prices. Thank you.
Sure. The banks bouncing, taking half back of what they lost yesterday, up 1.2%. Financials up 0.14%. Industrials down 0.12%, retailers up 0.67%, the gold shares up 2.27%. That's big. You know, Sibanye up at 1180 odd. Platinum's down 1%, resources down 2.1%, and then the oil share down 0.53%, half a percent at 55,231.
On value traded of what?
Value, let's have a look at that screen. Oh, look at that, 21.2 billion.
Very good indeed. Very nice. Dollar rand 14.38, British pound against the rand 18.21, and the euro rand 16.04, with the euro dollar 111.50. Same story, chipping away, the dollar stronger against the euro. Let's have a look at the commodities prices. The gold price is unchanged at 12.75. The platinum price is down nearly 8 to $809 an ounce, and palladium is down 4 to 13.08, with the oil price at $71.32. That's 1.2% weaker, 88 cents per barrel for Brent crude in London. Overseas stock markets, well, I've got the Dow Jones down, what, about 65 to 70 points at the moment, Greg. NASDAQ down around about 0.3%. So just drifting lower. It's that time of year, isn't it? People are going on holiday soon. It's nearly the end of May.
Yes, I mean, I think especially in the warmer climes up north, it's, you know, in the U.S., those long holidays which they have over the summer period. So that's sort of looming large, and I think people getting a few things done, I suppose. The trade wars still on top of people's mind, really, especially on the NASDAQ stocks and on the Dow. Tomorrow we've got the interest rate decision. Nothing too much expected there. Rand's quite steady, 14.38. A little bit of parliamentary sort of shuffling of chairs going on here locally, but I'll sort of wait and see how it all settles before we trade on it.
Greg Davies, thank you very much for your analysis. As always, Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.